Hansi Lustig is born in 1928 in Augsburg and grows up in a religious family. Until 1935, her parents own a department store in Munich. With the help of her grandfather, Albert Kahn, the family manages to leave Germany in the summer of 1938.
Grandpa Albert Kahn came home from some sort of shopping trip and said that we should leave immediately because he saw so much troop movement at the depot. I think he knew that we would never see each other again, and he also knew that if we did not leave now, we would not get out of Germany. So we got on a train in Munich. I remember the crowds and being lifted up from the platform and waving goodbye. The train was very crowded, but we did have seats. Many people were standing in the walkways. Shortly before we got to the Dutch border, I remember that my parents bought some buttered bread with our last German money. But at the border station, we were told to get out of the train and were forced to stand on the platform in the hot August sun. I had never been much of a doll player, but I held onto my doll and my little red purse. In that purse was an American quarter Opa Albert had given me. It was probably his last souvenir from his sojourn in America many years before, and certainly illegal for me to have. We waited at this border station for a long time and finally were allowed to get on another train and headed toward Holland. One man went berserk, and after we crossed the border, he began to throw all the German coins he had from the last car on the train, shouting and cursing the Germans. The Dutch border officials questioned my father about the fact that we only had a crossing pass for Holland and a one-day pass in England, and our sailing date from Liverpool was 5 days away. I remember that his answer was to let the British worry about that. We were only crossing Holland and sailing on the night boat from The Hague, Holland, to Harwich, England.